Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Wow.
Okay, I couldn't hear myself. That's why I kept saying wow. Why did you keep saying wow?
Oh, just to like have fun. Well, the first time I also couldn't hear you. And then I turned my thing up. And then after that, I thought we were just playing a fun game.
Oh, no, I was still trying to listen to myself. This is Best Friends.
This is Best Friends.
A podcast.
With best friends.
My name is Sashir Zameda.
I'm Nicole Byer.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wah, wah, wah.
If you were a Charlie Brown adult, what would you sound like? Or do they all sound alike?
I think they all sound alike. They're all like, wah, 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 wah,
but
wah,
they don't
wah,
have
wah.
Like higher pitched ones? Like, wah, 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 wah,
maybe
wah.
They do. I don't know. You know, my perception of my voice is all over the place. Because sometimes I think it's very deep. But sometimes I also think it's very high. And I think neither is correct, but I don't know.
I think it's in the middle.
Yeah.
I think mine is in the middle.
Yours is pretty high.
It is?
It is?
Well, nobody knows what they sound like. Nobody knows what they look like. We're all just walking around blindly.
Yes, we're all deafly.
Deafly. Well, I mean, not literally, but truly, you don't know what you look like and you don't know what you sound like.
Yes.
I think I sound very annoying, but I've been told I have a nice voice.
You have a great voice.
And my daddy used to say, if more than one person tells you something, it must be true.
It's true.
So
my aunt, I think it was such an offhand thing that she wasn't even trying to make it a statement, but she said I sound like a duck. And that never
I've
left
never
my brain.
Heard that before.
She said I sound like a duck.
Like what kind of duck?
I mean, I was a kid, so I wasn't like, could you elaborate? What do you mean, duck?
There's so many different types of ducks. There's a dark-winged duck. There's a daffy duck.
There's the mighty ducks.
The mighty ducks.
Maybe.
A goose is a female duck.
Wait.
No.
A goose is not a duck at all.
What's a goose?
A goose. So you thought a duck was a boy duck. And a goose was a girl duck? Oh, man.
Mm-mm. A goose is a goose?
A goose is a goose.
That's a goose.
A goose. I think, are
gooses,
the male...
Gooses are on land. Geese. Geese are on land, right?
As opposed to...
The water.
You think they don't go on the water.
They're both. And I think ducks just chill in the water. Or do ducks come out of the water?
You have definitely seen a duck out of the water.
Ducks have web feet.
Okay, well, this has been Animal Facts with Nicole Byer.
I don't think I've seen a duck out of the water, just like chilling.
You
like,
must have.
Having the time of his life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if
out
he's
of the
having
water.
The time of his life.
No, I've seen them dip in and out, but usually they go back in. I don't think ducks live
They'll
on
walk,
land.
They walk around sometimes.
I think you're thinking of a penguin.
I'm not thinking of a penguin.
True, I think you're thinking of a waddling penguin.
I
you
do.
Moved your body side to side.
Well, they kind of waddle too. They got big old butts. I know that ducks are on land because there was a duck nest in my cul-de-sac, like on this median, and a bunch of kids, we each took an egg because we were like, we're all going to raise a duck. And so I put it under my bed in like a sweater, and my mom found it. And she's like, why is this egg here? And I was like, I'm raising a duck. And she was like, no, you're not. You just murdered a duck because it can't It was too far away from the nest and the warmth of its mother.
Dang.
So it's like basically a dead duck now. And I was like, well, what if we put it back in the nest? And my mom was like, that mom has abandoned those eggs now because humans touched the space. Oh, yeah. Space.
So she's like, this is
tainted.
Tarnished.
Yeah.
This is nasty.
Yeah.
Imagine humans were like that. Like if I touch a baby, now that baby is just left somewhere.
Damn, that'd be sad.
Did you know, I think it's Minnesota or Missouri, you can leave a child up to the age of 12 at a firehouse.
Wow.
And you can just say, I don't want this anymore. And then they'll raise it in the firehouse.
That part I don't think
they'll
is true.
They'll raise it right in the firehouse.
That 12-year-old will just live with the Dalmatians.
Uh-huh. Yep. It becomes a fire child and then a fire teen and then a fire adult.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I assume that they probably take the kid to like some sort of social services.
No, they just go upstairs and then let them slide down the pole.
Yeah, yeah. Put that kid on the pole.
Yeah.
Make him work.
I was going to make a joke and then I was like, I don't know if he'll age well.
Oh, boy.
So I won't say it.
Great. Tell me later.
Well, you know I won't remember. I've already forgotten.
So, we got in the call. Oh, what? No, I hate this. Oh, we got a call a while ago from a listener who said that they were in their best friend's wedding partner, partner. in their wedding partner, and that's a huge problem.
Hell yeah.
In their wedding party, but they hate their best friend.
Yes.
Actually, don't consider that friend to be a best friend.
They haven't been best friends for like a year?
She said, I haven't liked you in a year.
Oh, liked you in a year.
So I don't know how long they've been friends. When we heard it, we were like, we need more details.
Yes.
And
we're about to get just what we asked for.
Yeah.
We're going to get some more dang details.
Mm-hmm. Hi,
hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm very excited and a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay, I won't.
But stay excited. Okay, so we have questions. How long were you friends with this person before the friendship turned sour?
That is a great question. I lived with this friend twice. And the first time I lived with her was for about a year. And then after we stopped living together, I needed like a couple months to come back around to wanting to hang out with her. Because her personality is just a lot and she has a lot of needs and a lot of, you know, good points, but a lot of needs.
What can you elaborate the needs?
Yeah. She's a very like giving person emotionally, but she also has a lot of anxiety. So she feels that if she gives you a lot of love and support, that she should be able to take as much as she feels is necessary. So, and like, it's like bad anxiety. It's genuinely really bad. So there was one time where she got a rash on her face from eating a mushroom. And then for the next 6 months, she had an anxiety reaction to most foods, where she had like 5 or 6 safe foods that she felt good about eating. And mostly she ate broccoli. So she would like wake up in the morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning, and she would steam broccoli. So that would be the first thing that I would smell in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And, okay. And,
like, also, I'm sure those stinky farts too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yo, oh my God. I got to go know her fart smells very, very, very well. And then it would also be like every night before she went to bed, she would want her face checked to make sure that the rash wasn't coming back, like to make sure that the broccoli diet was working and that she was okay. So, and it's the kind of thing where I'm happy to a certain point to give her that support, but like when you're at the 6 month mark and she's had anything wrong with her face and you're still dealing with the broccoli farts and the face checks, you're like, I need a break.
Are you checking her face?
Yeah, like holding her face in my hands and sort of turning it around and like finding the best light
to
look at it under and all these things. And it's like it's terrible to be inside of her head, But also, sometimes when you've had a long day, you just don't want to do the nightly face check, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So, thank you for elaborating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hadn't thought about the broccoli farts for a while. So.
And so wait, how long total have you been friends?
We've been friends. I don't think we're probably friends anymore. Mm. I think probably if you caught the friendship overall, it was like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, okay.
I want to say. So it was like friends for a year, then lived together for a year, or like friends for 2 years, lived together for a year, took a couple months off. And then I ended up living with her again and her then boyfriend. And it was another year where it was mostly like, great, but she's exhausting, but it's great and she's kind, but she's exhausting. Mm. And then she cheated on her boyfriend, who would later become her husband. And it was with, like, so she's quite young. She was, like, in her very early 20s at the time. And she cheated on her then-boyfriend with a guy in his 40s who was, like, a drummer in a band and separated from his wife and had a couple kids and, like, really liked this little 20-year-old.
Ooh, no.
It wasn't good. She was cheating on her boyfriend. And then she, like, turned the relationship into an open relationship. So the cheating, fine, because afterwards it became open, was her rationale. And then that didn't work and they broke up. And so I was there for all of that and wasn't pleased with any of it. And then kind of everybody moved out of the house and I moved away from the city where we all lived and kind of didn't talk to her for like 6 months and just sort of like naturally because there was physical, like geographical distance, but also I wasn't setting up a lot of phone calls with her and I was taking my time to answer texts because I was hoping that if I gave myself that break, like the affection would come back. And then over the course of that time, they got back together and then ended up getting engaged. So from breakup to engagement, I think it was 11 months, over the course of which time I had seen her, I think, once.
And they're not married yet.
They got married a year and a couple months ago, and they are now divorced.
Ooh. Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
This is the wedding that you were in.
This is the wedding that I was in. This is, yeah. When I sort of put in my original call, I think one of your big questions is like, why on earth would you ever be someone's maid of honor when you don't really like them? And I think like I was shocked to be asked because I hadn't been around for a year. We had talked over the phone maybe 3 or 4 times. I'd seen her once. And then she like texted me, he proposed to her on Christmas Day and she texted me on Christmas Day with the engagement ring photo and then called me and spoke to me and my sister like on speakerphone and asked us both to be in the bridal party and asked me to be maid of honor. And I think I said yes, mostly out of shock, which was not the right move. But I like in turning it over in my head since I can't figure out when the right moment to be like, I don't understand why you think that we're still so close. We really haven't communicated regularly in a long time. I didn't approve of your behavior towards the guy who is you are now your fiance. And there are so many people who love you so much more and we'd be honored to be your maid of honor.
Do you think that's true?
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But do there you are think other people who loved her more?
Yeah. Yes. Do you think So she has other close friends that are closer than you two were.
She had other close friends. She I think just loved to believe that we were soulmates and that we were like true best friends. But there was a girl who she had known since high school who loved her so much, would do anything for her, like would kill for her. And that girl didn't make it into the bridal party.
Dang. Maybe she asked people as like points of contention.
Maybe.
She was like, this girl loves me so much, so I'm not going to ask her to be in my wedding, and I'm going to see how that makes her feel.
Maybe.
She did. Yeah, she did allow that girl to make for free all of their cupcakes that became their wedding.
Yeah, this girl's wild.
I wonder, this girl does sound wild. It sounds like a lot. She has a lot of activity happening in her life diplomatic, I guess.
Tactful.
Yeah. Are the close friends that she hangs out with a lot also like that? Because some people would be like, yes, I'm closer to other people, but they're not stable. And maybe she looks to you as like a stable anchor in her life. So she was like, well, the maid of honor should be somebody who's responsible and trustworthy. And that's what I think of when I think of this friend.
Yeah, I think that was almost certainly, I honestly think that the reason that she wanted me to do that was to trap me into seeing her. But she has like an interesting mix of friends who are like too much like her, or even sort of farther down that like manic pixie dream girl road to obnoxiousness. But then she also has friends who are just like sweet, kind, like retiring, gentle people who are able to kind of accept her for who she is. So I think that honestly it was that she was like, if I ask her to be my maid of honor, she will have to leave her home and come to the city where I live, and she will have to do things with me.
And was that process like through the pre-wedding stuff, the wedding stuff? How was that for you? Was it like stressful? Was it hectic?
Yeah, did you enjoy any of it?
I tried. No, I didn't. I kept hoping, you know, I'm going to be around her for the preparation for this big, beautiful life moment. And at some point, I'll like feel that warm glow. And at some point, I will believe in this love that I saw crumble. Or like at some point, I'll feel affection for her. But no, I think I did a good job.
Yeah.
And I got some like job satisfaction out of it, like planning the bachelorette party and helping her find a dress and negotiating things with her mother and all that kind of thing. So I felt good about the service that I was providing. But no, I wasn't having fun. Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you did provide a good service. But now I'm worried for your well-being, because I want you to take care of your happiness. And like, you know, this happened, it's in the past now, but I would hope that in the future you're not like dedicating so much of your time and energy on someone that you actually didn't even want in your life at this point.
Thank you. I appreciate that perspective. I mean, I haven't, so they got married not this past August, but the August before. And since then I've spoken to her once. And that was when she called me in a panic from her honeymoon. But the thing that worries me at this point is more that I'm like, I'm taking really good care of myself, and I haven't spoken to her, and I haven't involved myself in their inevitable divorce. But that's what, like, that, I don't know. It just makes me sad.
Yeah.
You know, because like if you write down on like a piece of paper, like, I got married less than a year ago, I'm now divorced, I haven't seen my maid of honor since, we haven't spoken about it. Like, it sucks. It's just a shitty
thing. You got to worry about you. And if she were sad about it, she would probably reach out to you. But it seems like she only reaches out to you when she needs you to do something for her.
Yeah.
Because your whole relationship, at least to me, sounds like you're of service, and that's how you show love. And she likes to receive gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes. And she is like, if I needed anything from her, I think it would make her really happy to be able to care for me in some way. It's just that I stopped needing things from her a long mm-hmm. time ago.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The balance is really important, I think.
Now, when after the wedding, did it like fizzle out your communication with this person?
It pretty much just stopped. Yeah. So, as I said, the last time that I talked to her, I was at the wedding. It was a 3-day situation. And then they went away, to like an all-inclusive resort in, I think, Mexico for their honeymoon. And she got there and immediately started panicking because there were too many people and there were too many like things to do and she didn't like it and she didn't want to be there. And so I had a phone call with her from her honeymoon suite. And I said, well, why did you want to go there? And she said, that's what everybody does. You go to Mexico for your honeymoon and you sit on the beach. And I said, maybe you don't have to do what everybody says they do. And I think that's probably the last thing I ever said to her. So good note to go out on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're doing the right thing, taking care of you.
Yeah.
Not reaching out when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to know, like, from both of you, what, even just hypothetically, what you might have done in that situation. Like, if you're being asked to be maid of honor by somebody whose company you haven't enjoyed in a long time, like, at what point, but they don't know, and they believe you're close enough that they're asking you to be their maid of honor. Like, I just don't, at what point do you say, no, I don't like you?
I mean, there's, I think it's hard to say if, like, the initial ask, if I would have been like, no, silly goose, we're not friends. I mean, I may have done the same thing you did and been like wrapped up in the moment, been like, I guess so. But then there's really no great time to say that. But I think I probably would have tried to do that before I got into like serious planning mode. Cause I also like, I don't like doing work that doesn't have to do with me. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do all this planning for someone else's thing.
I don't like to do work that doesn't involve me.
Well, don't you feel that way?
Sometimes, but then, yeah, I guess.
You're planning a party, multiple parties.
Yes.
Like a vacation for this person. And
you're correct. The only time I've been maid of honor, I loved that person.
Yeah.
And everything I had to do was out of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild thing to have that without any love.
Yeah, like, I think just, I would have maybe if this happened to me tomorrow, I know for a fact I would say yes off the bat because it's hard for me to say no. And then maybe 2 days later, I'd be like, actually, I'm a little too busy and I do not think I can dedicate the time that you deserve. But I'll be there in the back.
Yeah. And also, you can definitely say, like, it can be a time thing. I don't have the time to commit to this, but I will be at the wedding or whatever. But, or you could go there and be like, let's actually have a real talk. We don't, we aren't friends. But
I think that's a little unnecessary.
It's not really necessary.
After a big ask.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like if someone's like, will you marry me? And you're like, no. And in fact, I fucking hate you.
I never loved you a day in my life.
Your dick looks like a taco.
I forget your face every time you turn around.
I hate your teeth. I forget your face every time you turn around is a real fucking savage thing to say to somebody.
Right?
Wow. Wow. I can't believe that's in your head. Wow.
I'm bad.
She's bad. She's bad. Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Do you think there's a risk that she would ever call you again?
A risk?
It sounds like a risk.
I think.
Yeah, do you think she's going to threaten to call you again?
I feel like in terms of like my concern levels about that particular situation, I don't think so. I think if I've gotten through, like, she's gotten divorced, she's found a new lover who she believes is like the other half of her soul. She's switched careers. She's having a tiny midlife crisis.
Okay.
And I think if I've escaped all of those updates, I've probably escaped. Like, I don't know what else she would have to say that would trump those things.
I mean, she's been surprising this whole time, mm-hmm. so she could think of something.
She's been surprising. She has been. She's a very curious woman.
I actually hadn't considered that she would contact me again, and you're really making my heart beat right
Oh,
here,
no. I don't mean to stress you
Change
out.
Change your number.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Get a new email address. A new gmail.com.
Leave town. Go to a different
I already
country.
Did leave town. She found me anyways.
Get a new name. Okay. Your new name is
yeah,
now.
New name.
Or if Susan. She does contact you, it's okay to let it go to voicemail.
Yeah. Unless she calls you from an unknown number, which happened to me last night.
Oh, yeah.
Someone called you from an unknown number.
Yeah, and I ended up knowing them, and they were like, guess who it is? And I was like, this is not fun for me. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
That's nefarious. That's dastardly.
And I keep telling her to change her number, but she refuses.
Can't do it,
she
won't
kept saying,
do it.
Saying, I'm Jenny from the block. I'm never going to change.
I'm on the six. That's a song.
I know.
From
it's her album.
From oh, is the name of the album?
I'm pretty sure. On the Six is the whole album, I think. Oh, because she would ride the six train.
Okay.
Well, Kate, this was really wonderful. I'm glad you're growing and taking care of yourself.
Samesies.
I hope you never have to plan something so big for someone who is not really the love of your life.
I actually was maid of honor for someone who is a best friend like 3 months later.
Oh, nice.
And
that's nice.
Oh, that's great.
While I've got you both, I can't hang up without saying just like how much I love both of you and this podcast. And it's just such a light. And you have inspired me to get to know my pussy better. And
yay!
I just really want to thank you for that.
I love that.
That makes me very happy.
Yay.
Well, because I realized, like, I couldn't draw a picture of it if somebody asked me to, and I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, it's pretty specific to me as a person.
But everyone should
but
be able to.
I should be able to. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just down there, like, trying to do what's best for me, and I just, like, have a nice relationship with it.
Yes,
pretty I love it.
Pretty transactional right now, so, yeah.
I love that.
That's great. And if you're in the market for a vibrator, there's a company called Tracy's Dog.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go to my Twitter, there's a 20% off coupon.
I actually saw your coupon code and purchased one just
yay!
Today.
Hell yeah!
Take care of that pussy.
Yeah. And it will say that you can't use the two modes at once. You can. You just have to turn one on first and then the second one on.
See, this is good to know because I don't know where my G-spot is, and this is the year when I'm going to find it.
Oh, well, it lays right on it. And be careful.
Be careful?
Yeah, I fell out of my bed. And then there's a review where someone lost their fake leg. The vibrator's like on the tub. There's a bunch of bubbles everywhere.
Yeah, you should read the Amazon
their
reviews.
Their fake leg is just on the floor.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, the reviews are...
People's souls are getting sucked out of their bodies.
People are quitting therapy.
So, you know, you got that to look forward to.
It's a powerful fucking vibrator. I'm looking forward to
I enjoy it.
Cool.
All right, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's a woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Have you used your vibrator yet?
No, I just charged it last night.
Hell yeah. Getting it ready.
I'm getting it all revved up. It really looks like a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
What's that? Talk to us, Jordan.
Sorry. Yeah, you can talk. Sorry. You know that. Jordan, what's happening?
What's happening?
So I Googled J-Lo and it is on the
six.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that's a good album.
It is.
Yeah. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be maid of honor at your wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice. And then what do you want me to do?
Jordan just chugged on her water.
I guess I did say it in the most insane way.
What do you want me to do? I don't know.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Come on, what you want?
I don't know.
You don't know what kind of bachelorette party you want? You don't know where you want your bridal shower, what the theme is?
I don't think I want all that.
You don't want a bachelorette party and you don't want a bridal shower?
I think I want a bachelorette party. I don't think I want a bridal shower.
But that's for the people who bring the gifts in person.
Oh, I guess so.
And you get to gather shit.
Okay.
It's a good time.
I guess I've just
like everyone has to bring a gift.
Oh my God.
You can't just show up without a gift.
You are getting
a big gift.
Riled up. A big gift.
I feel like bridal showers, they're a little overlooked. And everyone's like, it's about the bachelorette party. No, it's about a nice, tasteful brunch where everyone gets a little too tipsy and they all bring in gifts.
Okay.
And it ends early.
I guess at like 3 p.m. I've just been to ones where it's like, answer a quiz about the friend or whatever.
Oh, like at a bridal shower?
Is that
not or a bachelorette?
At a bridal shower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's like that, but not the good ones.
Okay.
Good ones, you get in, there's mimosas, or there's just mimosa without orange juice. You get
so champagne
and stacks of presents. No, still a mimosa because you're classic.
Okay.
Stacks of shit just everywhere. And then you get like a little tipsy with your aunts and some of your mom's friends.
Okay.
And they're like, we never thought this would happen for you. And you're like, thank you for these gifts. And then they all leave at 3 p.m. And then you get to take a nice drunk boozy nap.
All right. Cool.
So I'll throw you one?
Yeah, sounds great when you talk about
it. Okay, cool. We do it at a restaurant so people feel like they have to go.
Wait. So they have to go to the restaurant or have to leave the restaurant?
No. So they have to leave.
Because they're dinner's happening. You have to leave. They have to prepare for it.
When you go to like a destination, you're like, well, we can't stay here all dang night.
Right. If it's someone's home, they'd be like, we can stay here forever.
There's beds here.
I'll just sleep. Take a little nap in the bedroom and come back.
What kind of bachelorette do you want? Do you want to go on location? Or are you trying to stay local?
I guess, on location.
Okay.
I don't know what location, though.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any suggestions?
I mean, you could do classic Vegas. You could do Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You could do Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. Rent a little house. Get wild. Get loose. Do you want a male stripper?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I know a great one named Levi.
A friend? He's going to bring a friend to come strip?
No. He was the stripper for another bachelorette I went to. He did drop the bride-to-be.
I don't want that.
It was pretty funny, though. Mm. It was pretty funny. We all had a good laugh.
Did she?
She did. We had a great time. Okay. Okay, so we're going to go on location. I'm going to get a stripper. Mm-hmm. And then at the wedding, do I get to talk?
Of course.
Or just at the reception.
I can't imagine not giving you the opportunity to talk. You would do it anyway.
No.
You'd be like, just like revving up the whole ceremony and then finally, I can't take it anymore.
No.
You grab the mic from the DJ.
No, but at the ceremony, you're going to have a DJ?
I'm assuming this is a reception. You think you're going to talk during the ceremony? What are you going to say during the ceremony?
Just let me say something. Come on.
No, the person officiating the wedding says stuff.
Okay.
And then the people getting married says stuff.
You know, let me say one thing.
What would you say?
Don't worry about it. Let me say something at the ceremony, too.
And you're the only one?
Hell yeah. Because multiple people get to talk at the reception, and I'm special.
What if you talked first at the reception? Okay, you don't like that. Okay. Your face is getting so tiny.
Let me talk at the ceremony.
Sure, you can talk at
Thank the you. It's on record. This is recorded. Got you, bitch. I can talk at the ceremony.
And it's not legally binding.
Hell yeah, it is. It's on the record. And if I don't get to talk at the ceremony, right before they say, I pronounce you husband and wife, I'm going to have a boombox blasting you saying that I can talk at the ceremony. And I'm going to say, we just gave away a liar. And I'm going to say to your husband, how do you feel being married to a liar? And he'll take my side because we're like the same person. He'll be like, yeah, she's a liar. It'll be great. I can't wait to destroy your wedding.
Oh, my God. This sucks.
I'm kidding. I won't destroy it. I won't speak at the ceremony.
I mean, we could talk about it later.
I'll talk at the reception. It's fine. I'll do a dumb toast just like everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll disappear from the last few minutes of your ceremony and parachute into the reception. Then you'll regret not letting me talk.
Also, why do you have to leave the ceremony to do that? Like, you could parachute in at any point in the reception. It's not like you need time to go wherever you're going.
You'll see. I'm gone for 45 minutes and you'll be like, where is Nicole? Nobody will know. It'll be a mystery. And then they'll be like, it's a bird. It's a plane. Oh no, it's just the maid of honor floating down from heaven.
Are you also going to miss all the photos and stuff?
Oh, okay. So I'll do it later. I got to get in the pictures.
You have to.
What kind of, do you want like a big dress or a little dress?
Maybe a medium dress.
I don't know what that looks like.
Not like a big poofy princess dress.
Yes.
But not like a gown. What am I trying to think of? Like a slick nightgown or something. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or just like to your body.
Yeah, like a satiny little doodad.
Not that. Okay. Something like nice.
Okay. And tasteful.
Tasteful. And in the middle. Ooh, Tammy and the Keys brought up some dresses.
I searched A-line.
Huh. Are you looking for an A-line? Do you think that's the silhouette you want?
A-line means short in the front, long in the back.
It's almost like an empire like waist.
So it's not like a full ball
gown. Oh, I do like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to come off my body, but hug my waist and my boobs.
Hell yeah. Get them titties out.
I want to get them titties
Show
out.
Show everybody what he's buying.
What he's buying?
I mean, that's what weddings used to be. They used to be like a business transaction.
It's very true.
I want a huge poofy dress. I don't want to fit in any sort of car.
Are you gonna have a carriage?
I want people to be like really upset that I'm around because it's so big.
They're like really trying to hug you, but they're 10 feet away from you.
I want
to
be a huge inconvenience for everybody who's near me. I want to be uncomfortable the whole night. Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I want.
Cool.
What would I be your maid of honor?
No.
Who would be your maid of honor?
Any old person. I'm going to find someone off the street the day before. No, I'm kidding. Of course. What the fuck? Of course you'd be maid of honor.
Oh, my God.
Imagine I did that. The day of the wedding, I was like, actually, I've reconsidered. And Carl from outside 7-Eleven is now my maid of honor.
You know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I could see you doing something like that. He was yelling something real fun. I thought he'd have a great toast.
I
liked him so much.
I said, I have an extra dress. Carl said he was game for anything.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of things would I have to do?
Plan everything.
Well, what does that mean?
All right. Well, for my bachelorette, we better be going somewhere fun. Maybe Vegas. Absolutely Vegas.
Oh.
You have to get an escort because I want to fuck somebody before I get married. And I want male strippers. And I want a penthouse suite. And I want a suite with stripper poles in it because I want to see them do tricks. And I want a place with a good pool. And I want a private jet. You're going to have to fucking figure all this out.
Where's the jet taking us?
To Vegas.
From
and
here.
Then back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave from Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my bridal shower, I think I want that at my house. Mm. You have to decorate it.
Okay.
And like very, very tacky things.
Mm-hmm.
Like very, like she's getting married.
You want that?
Dicks and stuff everywhere. Okay. From like the store.
Okay. Like dick straws and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, like everything has to be a dick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because I think that's insane. It's so weird.
It's really weird.
That it's like,
weird.
Ladies, get together and
suck a dick.
Dick straw.
Because like, do men? Yeah, men have bachelor parties.
Yeah, where they get like a stripper.
But they don't get like pussy bowls.
No, because vaginas are not celebrated.
No.
It's just something you stuff your dick into.
Y'all.
What did I say last night that made you laugh?
We were hanging out for hours. At what part of the conversation?
I guess that was a pretty open-ended question.
What did
I thought it was pretty on topic. We were talking about dicks last night.
Well, I know one thing you said. You were threatening some girl after she left. You said, I'm going to log my croc right in her asshole. Because you're wearing Crocs.
Hell yeah, bro. I was wearing a striped sweater, some leggings, and some leopard print Crocs. That's a good pussy. Mm. I look insane a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I look pretty tame today.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah. I just have a striped sweater, mm-hmm. my flames shoes.
And a big little tiger shirt.
Big. Rawr.
Yeah, tame.
You look pretty tame too.
Yeah.
Black bomber, denim ovies, floral shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to us today? Usually we're in brighter colors.
These are still pretty bright.
It's pretty muted for you.
This is true. Last night I had like bright pink pants on and a purple top.
Yeah, you looked great and fun.
Yeah.
If I saw you in the street, I'd kick you over and say hello.
Why would you kick me over?
I have to catch you.
She's moving too fast. Hey!
Hey, I want to compliment you. You never tried to kick nobody over?
I don't think so.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic healthcare for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money. As the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order, on average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to do a quiz or you want to do an email? This is for you. You get to choose.
Let's do a quiz.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Which celeb duo are you? We've never done that. You want to do that?
Hell yeah, bro.
Which?
Okay. Lily, Miley, Blair, Serena.
Okay, so Lily and Miley from Miley Cyrus' show, Hannah Montana.
Uh-huh.
Blair and Serena from Gossip Girl. Chandler and Joey from Friends.
Yes.
Pussy and Tasty from Orange is the New Black. Gordo and Lizzie from Lizzie McGuire. Corey and Sean from Boy Meets World. Mm. Zach and Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Christina and Meredith from Grey's Anatomy. DJ and Kimmy from Full House. There's a lot of options.
Yeah. So this is who we think we are? Or wait, or am I picking a duo that I like? Oh, I'm just picking.
Just pick a duo.
Oh, dang. Okay. No, I'm going to pick Corey and Sean.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow. Because I love Zach, but I don't really like Screech.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so annoying,
mm-hmm.
You know? And then I hate that he, like, loved Lisa so much and Lisa, like, gave in, like, I think maybe once or twice.
It's that Urkel and thing where it's like, you can wear, if you wear this woman down, she'll say yes.
I mean... Oh.
How often do you two get into fights? We fight every now and then, but we get over it within a few minutes.
We always fight. It's part of our relationship.
We've gotten to some huge arguments, but we've managed to work it out.
we don't really fight, but we easily get annoyed with each other. Hmm. I don't think we easily... Oh, wait.
No.
I think I would say we fight every now and then, but get over it within a few minutes.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been mad at you for more than a day.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, more than like an hour. Actually, maybe more than like 5 minutes.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think I've been mad at you for a whole 24 hours.
All right.
Have you been mad at me for a whole 24 hours?
No. It's just sometimes you bring stuff up that's like, well, this happened days ago, so I can't imagine that.
Oh, but it's not like festering.
Yeah, okay.
I was mad, got over it,
uh-huh.
Lived for a bit, went to therapy, brought it up, and was like, oh, we should address this.
Okay. Great.
Okay, what are you and your BFF likely to be doing during the weekend? Sleeping in, stay home and watch movies.
Check out food spots you wanted to go to. Work.
Take a mini vacation to another state/country.
Throw parties.
Whoa.
These are things that we do together. Sleep in. together?
We do love to sleep in.
This is true.
We tandem sleep. We're never together when we sleep.
No.
But we do like to take little mini vacations.
I guess if it's like any weekend, we're not just like getting in the car and going somewhere.
No, I guess not. And we don't check out new food spots. I tried to do that last night and you didn't want to go.
Oh, man. Okay. I texted Nicole. We agree that we're going to get dinner.
Yes.
I said, I will be around 8:45. Uh-huh. Where do you want to eat? And then she goes, what are you trying to eat? And I said, no. I asked you, where you want to eat?
But then I was like, if you just tell me what you have a taste for, I could pick a restaurant.
And before you even asked that, I said, it doesn't matter. Because every time I say a place, you just change the place anyway.
Do I?
Always.
You say I do that, but I don't think I do.
It happened last night.
No.
Yes, I said, why don't we just go to Little Dom's? And you said, here's a separate place that's different than the place
because
that you just said.
Because I was looking it up as you texted Little Dom's. I finally was like, fine, I'll pick the place. And as I was picking the place, you picked the place.
I just want you to stop answering my questions with a question.
Mm.
I asked you, what do you want? And then you return and say, what do I want? If I wanted to make a decision, I would have said, we're meeting here. But why, what I wanted to...
Why couldn't you say what you had a taste for?
Didn't matter. It never matters what I have a taste for, because I'll be like, I want a burrito. And you're like, that sounds dumb and boring. We're going to go getting it. Yes. Yes.
Me?
I've often made a suggestion and you're like, well, I don't like that. We're getting pizza.
Me?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know about that.
I can't. It feels like I'm talking to like a robot who just restarts every night. You're just like, how can you forget? This is literally what happens every time we try to get food.
I feel like you've brought this up like a couple of times and I just don't see it for us.
It's true.
I mean, if you can go back into our texting log and you can find some examples of that.
I can't because my texts are gone. I got a new phone.
Well, that's why I'm going to keep my phone forever.
Also, we text way too much. It would take me forever to find all that information.
Just really, okay. I will accept that this is a thought you have of me. Honestly, last night was truly like a flip. Like,
that was not a flip. That's what happens every time.
You texted a place as I was looking up a place. Let's call it a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
I wanted you to look at a place anyway. And then you were like, and the way you left it off, it was like, you wanted me to find the place. So I said a place. And then you were like, wow, this is so funny. I just found a place. And then you sent a place.
I did. And we ended up going to your place.
Because that place was like 30 minutes away.
Yes, but without traffic, it would have been 15.
No, I looked.
Without traffic?
It was like 20 at that point. All and it was right. Closing in 40.
Okay.
I didn't want to rush.
All right.
And then I wouldn't be able to drink because I had to drive back.
All right. Fine. I mean, I think it's really crazy that you think this.
It's not that I think this. It's a fact.
Honestly, the next time it happens, please bring it to my attention.
I don't know how many times I have to bring it to your attention before you remember that this is what happens.
Last night's a bad example.
No, it's not. It's a prime example of what happens all the time. It's not a bad example. It is an example of what happens.
No, because we were at a crossroads.
We were at a crossroads! You to pick the place and you wouldn't do it.
I just need to know what you had a taste for.
It doesn't matter. It never matters.
So I guess we should go back and say that we fight all the time and it's a part of our relationship. I'm honestly floored by this though. I really don't think this is a thing.
It is.
I can't wait for you to bring it to my attention the next time it happens.
I'm gonna pop my top.
Yeah, you did text me the other night. You're gonna ride an alligator because I wouldn't pick a place.
Yes,
I did.
Sorry. I'm gonna post our conversation and see if people understand what I'm talking about.
What do you mean if people? I understand what you're talking about. I just don't think it's a thing that happens in our relationship. Mm-hmm. Not one time have you ever said, let's go to this restaurant. And I go, no, we're going to go here.
No, what happens is we're hungry.
Yes. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And you're like, what do you want? And I'm like, maybe some Thai food. And you're like, yuck, there's no good Thai food around here. And then you start looking on your phone for something else.
But if there's no good, you want to eat shitty Thai food?
There is good Thai food. Let's eat good shitty. Good Thai food exists. You just don't want to go there.
Let's go eat Thai food.
Doesn't matter.
I love Thai food.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had it with you.
Let's go eat Thai food.
Okay.
When do you want to go? We have to go before you leave.
Okay.
So we
Thursday? Can you go Thursday?
No, I'm gone. Okay. Today or tomorrow, we have to go get Thai food.
Okay.
Okay? Where do you want to go?
There's a place called Same Same. That's
Let's good. Go there. Okay. I want to go there, and I want to have Thai food with you.
Well, this is only working out because you're mad. You're trying to prove a point.
Oh, man, the anger's transferred. Now I'm steaming. Mom, I'm blow a top. I'm going to roll into the street. I just don't see it.
It okay. happens.
What do you, okay, tomorrow we're going to go get Thai food.
Sure.
Are you, pull out your planner.
Oh, we're doing the same show.
Great.
So we can get dinner before or after.
Yes. And I'm writing it down.
Yeah, me too.
I'm writing Thai food. Don't change it.
Wait, before or after? Before or after the show? Before after, or after?
After. Check what time it closes.
Okay.
And that's how we'll... Your phone's here!
Same, same time.
Okay, they close at 11 p.m.
All right. We can make that.
Would you like to go after or before? You know, you asked me, so now I have to answer.
See?
I would like to go after.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay.
So we just have to tell the show that we need to be out... By 9:30.
We have to get out here. We have to go get Thai food.
It's in the planner. It says Thai food, no changes. And I'm going to write with Sashir so I don't look at it tomorrow and go, who the fuck am I getting Thai food with? And why are they so mad about it? It's incredible what my brain does. I truly like, I wrote Leia wigs and I don't know what that means.
Leia wigs?
Leia wigs. Lila wigs? Hmm.
Is that a brand of wig?
I don't know. But I know Sashir, Thai food, no changes. And I'm going to write after.
It's like the movie Memento is you. Like, you write little clues for yourself. You're like, what? When was that? What was that for?
Well, it got better since I got a notebook because I used to write on pieces of paper.
Oh, boy.
So they would be littered in my purse. And then I would open the piece of paper and be like, I think I did this last week. But then I would be like, I think this is today. And then I would go to like my babysitting job and they'd be like, no, that was for last week. And I go, okay, you need me today? And they'd be like, sure, I'll go to the supermarket for 2 hours.
You would just show up to the house. And
sometimes. But I was a great babysitter.
Yeah, I know you were.
Tomorrow,
Thai food. All right, well, what were we doing?
What are you and your BFF like me doing on the weekend? I think I'm going to say stay home and watch movies because you do come to my house and we'll watch stuff.
I'm going to say sleep in because we definitely do that.
We love sleeping.
Yeah.
Remember that one time we were in that hotel and we didn't open the curtains and we slept all day?
It could have been at any moment in time. That's happened so many times.
Okay, how did you and your BFF meet? Let's see if it says UCB improv on it. Okay, we met at school years ago. We've been friends since childhood.
We met at an event the other week and clicked immediately.
Imagine.
We met the other
we
week.
We met a week like, ago.
Let's do and I was a quiz.
Like, I need a quiz with you. Our parents were friends. We've been friends since we were in the womb. Through mutual friends, we were bound to become friends. We're family family as friends. Best friendship equals best friendship.
We worked together and bonded.
I think we met through mutual friends and were bound to become friends. That's my thought.
I would say we worked together and bonded, if work is improv. But you can still say yours.
Well, I thought mutual friends was improv.
Both of these answers are right. They don't have to, we can have different answers.
Oh, we're not starting a new fight?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure you don't want to start a new fight?
I'm fine with you having a different answer.
Oh, you are?
If you don't want
to. Put your finger away.
If you.
I've never seen you blacker. You started leaning and that finger started moving. Your neck was about to start rolling. Oh, ooh,
girl.
Careful. My mother used to say, what did she used to say? She's like, you can break your neck when I would do that or like flip my hair. She's like, careful. She was so interesting. Okay, mutual friends is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to say we work together.
How often do you and your best friend see each other? Every day. We live close by each other at least once a week. Make sure to set aside time for us to catch up.
We've never met before. We've only seen each other via Skype or FaceTime. I guess that those are friendships that exist now. We haven't seen each other in a while. Busy schedules, different lives, 2 to 3 times a month.
At least once a year. We live in different states / countries, try to see each other at least once during a holiday.
I think.
Dang. If I only saw you once a year, I'd really smash my head into a window.
Oh, no. I think once a week.
We do see each other more than once a week. We just don't see each other every day.
Yeah, there's no in between every day and once a week.
Yeah. I wish there was like 3 times a week.
Yeah.
For long periods of time. Sometimes we get in bed together. And watch, what did we watch the other night? Oh, my freaky addiction? My strange addiction.
Oh, my strange addiction.
Where that man was dating blow up dolls or blow up pool toys.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Okay. Oh, what duet are you two most likely to sing during karaoke? A Whole New World from Aladdin.
No Air, Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown.
I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Breaking Free by Troy and Gabriel from High School Musical.
Love is an Open Door. That's the Frozen song they chose? Oh, it's a duet.
Yeah.
Wait, but isn't the iconic one Let It Go? Isn't that a duet too?
No. It's just Elsa trying to let it go all by herself.
Nobody talks in the beginning
of that song.
Nothing happens in the beginning that's like, no, I'm frozen.
You think the intro to Let It Go is someone being like, no, I'm frozen.
I thought there was talking in the beginning of it.
I mean, it's a movie. There's definitely talking that happens before the song.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'm truly thinking of Idina Menzel's Wicked song. The Defying Gravity. There's talking in the beginning of that. Okay. I'm not crazy.
All right. No,
I'm
crazy.
Not crazy.
This is, of all the things that you've done, this is not what I would call you crazy for.
What would you call me crazy for? Name one thing.
Trying to lodge your crock into some stranger's ass last night.
She made me angry. The boy is mine, Brandy and Monica.
I would say the boy is mine.
I'm going to say I had the time of my life because I'm selfish, and I would make you sing that. Do you remember when I asked you to serenade me with My Heart Will Go On from Titanic?
I do.
And then you got on one knee, and it was really nice and kind. And I've never been happier. You did that.
I love to serve.
Really loved it.
Oh, wow. You really loved it.
It was a nice memory.
Are you tearing up?
Stop the staring. It was a really nice memory. I liked it. Finish the sentence. You and your best friend are likely to get matching onesies, tattoos, necklaces, jewelry, phone cases, t-shirts. Well, we have tattoos, so I'll say tattoos.
Yeah.
Let's get another one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll say tattoos.
You want to get another one?
I think I'm good right now.
You sure you don't want to get another matching tattoo? Come on.
I don't know.
Which animal duo melts your heart the most? Pig and a lamb. Oh my god, a cat and a little chicken. Oh my god, a tiger and a dog. Oh my God, a cat and a rabbit. Oh no.
A tiny monkey.
Is that a monkey sitting on a leopard?
Yeah, or a tiger or something.
And
a deer and a bunny, like Bambi.
Oh my God.
Wow.
This is, oh my God. Oh my God, just all of them. I think I really like that pig and lamb combo.
Yeah. I think
tasty and cute.
That kitty and I think it's a duckling. I don't think it's a chicken. Because ducks are on land.
Then who's a goose?
Then who's a goose? Because ducks are on land.
Wait, can we please Google the difference? Can we on the keys? Can we please Google the difference between ducks and gooses and geese? Geese. I keep saying it wrong, which makes me sound even dumber. Okay, geese are larger than ducks. They have longer necks and more elongated bodies and longer legs. Ducks are smaller and have stout bodies and short legs. So they're not the same? Well, let's see if... Am I the only one who thought this? Okay, so which one's a duck and which one's a geese? A goose.
Which one do you think is a goose?
Oh, I guess the dark one, that's a goose. And the white one's a duck? Oh, wait, which picture? Yeah, the dark one's a goose, the white one's a duck. So gooses have... geese have webbed feet, too?
Mm-hmm. Because they go in the water.
I cannot believe this. I can't be the only person who thought they were the same thing.
I'm sure there is
one other person
who thinks that.
It's outstanding the stuff I don't know and the stuff I do know. Like, I know a $700 candle exists in the world. But you didn't know that until I told you that.
I didn't know that.
So I know some stuff.
Wow. You really...
I'm really trying to make myself feel better. If one of you got into a fight, how would the other react? Like in a fight with other... okay.
Like a fist fight or something?
So, yeah. Lecture them about why they shouldn't be fighting.
You know how the fight went. You were fighting by their side.
Ask for more details about the fight.
Ignore them. They always get into fights.
I know what mine is going to be. Or the one you're picking for me.
What do you think it's going to be?
Ignore them. They're always in a fight.
I would never ignore you.
Oh, really?
I mean... The second half of that is correct. You are always in a fight. But I don't ignore you because you're in a fight. I usually ask for more details about the fight.
I guess, yeah, you do. I feel like once at the airport, you did ignore me.
What time?
We were leaving Mexico, and that man was standing right in the priority lane. And
well, we weren't sitting in the same area, so yeah. I couldn't talk to you.
Fair.
It's not like I was ignoring you. Right. We weren't in the same section.
Okay. One of these days this year, I really want you to start screaming at somebody with me.
All right.
Thanks. Really?
Don't make me pinky swear.
Come on.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you look. You look very devious. I feel like you're gonna try to whip this promise out at a really inopportune time.
Fine. Okay. So if you got into a fight,
how would you react?
This is hard because like if I were with you, mm-hmm. I would probably knock somebody out for you. If I was not with you, I would want to know more about the fight. Okay, I'm going to say ask for details about the fight.
Yeah.
Pick a song about friends. I'll be there for you. The Remembrance.
Is that? I'll be there for you. Is that it?
The Rembrandts, yeah.
You've got a friend in me. Is
James
that right?
James Taylor.
That one's it.
Best friend. That's Harry Nilsson.
I don't really know that one. Oath. Cher Lloyd
and Becky G. Oath. True friend, Hannah Montana.
Oh, no. You Got a Friend in Me is Randy Newman.
Yeah.
Then I don't know You Got a Friend by James Taylor. Click by Kanye West and Big Sean and Jay-Z. I would say Click.
Click.
Yeah.
Okay, pick a food pair. Peanut butter and jelly.
Milk and cookies.
Coffee and donuts.
Bacon and eggs.
French fries and...
Is that fish? Fried fish?
That's what you're going to pick, right?
No. Cookies and milk.
Oh my God.
I fucking love cookies and milk. Me too.
But I love a specific cookie. How do you take your cookies?
A little warm.
Okay, but do you like them gooey, like real gooey?
I like
them. Or like al dente?
Okay. Al dente as in?
It's like kind of firm, kind of loose, like a noodle. You know how like some noodles are real limp and nasty? And then al dente is like perfect. It's like not too hard, not too soft, and then like a crunchy noodle is an undercooked noodle.
Okay, I would like an al dente cookie because I don't want it to be crumbly in my hand and like fall apart, but I don't want it to be hard that it crunches.
I like a cookie so goopy that I have to catch the goops with my finger and I'm like...
And you're like licking your fingers like a six-year-old?
Yes. I love nothing more than really enjoying all the food on my fingies. Okay, what movie are you and your BFF likely to be seen watching? Mean Girls.
White Chicks.
The Notebook.
Toy Story.
Mad Max.
Pitch Perfect. Probably Toy Story.
The Two of Us.
Together? Maybe Mean Girls.
The Two of Us?
Together? We have very different
We do. Taste. I was going to say Mad Max.
Oh, I mean, I love Mad Max.
I loved Mad Max. You Mad Max me in real life.
But I do feel like we watch more
silly things.
Silly things.
We did watch Big Hero 6 one night, and that was a nice time.
That was a nice time.
It was a really nice time.
I'm going to say Toy Story.
I'm going to say Mad Max.
Yeah, great.
Pick a celebrity couple.
J and B.
Brandolina. Oh my God, I could not remember his name. Ellen and Portia. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. David Burka and Neil Patrick Harris, two people.
Channing Tatum and Jenna.
They were honestly just too far away from me. It was just, I know who those two people are.
It was too small in the
They were too small. Okay. I'm going to say Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Same.
I stan a king and queen.
Yeah, true power couple.
Whoa, I am Cara and Kendall. They're best friends.
Cara Delevingne and Kendall.
Kendall
Jenner.
You and your BFF are similar to this fun and lively duo. Like team cocky. What? Cake?
Hashtag cake. Cocky. Cake. The word cake.
I'm so upset right now.
Oh, but I guess they just slam their names together.
Yeah.
C-A-K-E.
And I was trying to understand what they had spelled, and it turns out it's just cake.
Turns out? It's cake.
A simple word. You probably have a creative name for your friendship between your mutual friends and working in the same industry. If it's no surprise, it's no surprise you clicked easily. Always down for parties and adventure. Your friendship is a match made in heaven.
Wow.
We're cake.
Cake.
Kaki.
And mine is Shay and Ashley.
Shay Michelle and Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
Never watched the show one time in my life.
You really know who these people are.
I don't know how.
You consider each other opposites, but it works out in the best way possible. You've bonded while working together on a project, and you and your bestie go on vacation together and flaunt your friendship through social media. All this is true.
Mm-hmm.
You're a clear example of hashtag friendship goals. Your love for each other is everlasting.
Your hashtag was easier than mine.
Friendship goals. Hashtag friendship
goals. Yeah, that's like a part of friendship. Cake. Hashtag cake was not what I was expecting.
It is. It was confusing because the K was capitalized.
Thank you. I'm stupid.
Well,
that's it for this episode.
We did real good.
I learned that ducks and geese are different.
Yeah. And I learned that you'll never learn.
Okay. If that's what you want to say.
Oh, my God. All right. I learned that...
What did I learn? That we have an email address, NicoleandSashira@gmail.com. And we got a phone number, 424-645-7003.
And we have merch on
podswag.com/bestfriends.
Bye-bye.
What did you learn?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wait, hold on. Let me think about it. I learned that we were both tame today in our outfit choices.
Sure. That's nice and good. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, wait. I learned that you're going to parachute into my wedding reception.
Hell yeah. Go missing for a little bit. I can't wait till someone reminds me of this during your wedding. They're like, so when's it going to happen? And then I have to be like, really tap on my phone to figure it out. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.